is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Ariane, joined by Jay, Stacy, and Sarah. We are going to be talking about a two-headed snake, some octopus, and an interesting service in South Korea. All right. Two-headed snake was found in Virginia this week. I don't know if y'all read that. It was crazy.
I don't like snakes. I'm like Indiana Jones. Like, nope, not with a snake. Nope.
I actually think this isn't the first time they found something like this as far as a snake. I don't think.
I was thinking the same thing. I've heard of this before.
They do that with reptiles just in general.
Yeah, like snakes, lizards, weird. Turtles, a bunch of stuff. So I'm like, that's kind of a cool story, but it's not like I've never heard of this before.
I know more so about the Virginia part.
Right.
Thing. It's like, why are you in Virginia?
It was weird. After the story, everyone was like, I'm not going.
Virginia is for lovers. It's a two-headed
It's just starting to sound like results of inbreeding or something.
No.
Or maybe it's radioactivity or something like that, like gamma rays.
Could be.
Next will be a giant Hulk snake. It's the Hulk when he gets mad.
Right. Well, this snake was a... What kind of snake was it? It was...
I think it said a copper snake, right?
Copper snake. Two-headed copper snake. It was a baby.
Copper snake or copperhead snake?
Copperhead snake.
Ooh, those are very venomous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about that from Kill Bill. That's all I've got. Copperhead and Black Mamba.
Well, two heads is twice the venom.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. And it's a baby, so that's even more venom there.
Yes.
Babies
right.
Inject more venom than adults.
Because they have no control. Yeah.
More fun stuff for you to know. You don't want to know it, but now you do.
Snakes.
Did it say who found it?
No, it didn't say the people's name, but it was in a residential area. So these people found it in their backyard. It looked so weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen the picture. It was weird.
I've seen pictures of previous two-headed snakes, so it always looks kind of weird. You're like, that's not right. But
two-headed anything, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You're like, something's wrong with this picture. But it's actually not a doctored picture, so it's real. So okay.
Yeah.
So they found a two-headed, they found a two-headed snake in their backyard and...
Right, so they called the Virginia Wildlife Management and Control.
Okay.
So they came in, kind of handled it, got it out of their backyard, and brought it to the lab, I guess you would call it.
Okay.
Anyway, they did some tests, radiograph tests, where they actually found that the snake shared... two tracheas, two esophaguses. Well, it didn't share. So each head had a trachea and esophagus, and then they shared one heart and one set of lungs. Hmm. An interesting part is if you saw the picture, the left head was kind of, it looked like the right head was, you know, it's supposed to be there, and then the left head kind of just kind of was just like an attachment, like a finger. But they said that the left head was the more dominant head, but the right head was the one that was better for eating. So I don't know. They could both eat, of course, but I don't know how they said it, and it didn't look like that at all, because one of the heads was like, that obviously is the weaker head.
It sounded to me like how you said it, like, hey, like the right head you should eat, and the left one
just leave it alone.
It sounded like, it's like the right head is the one you should eat, the left one, leave it alone, because it's...
Right. It was,
I'm glad I wasn't the only one thinking that. I'm like, thank God.
No. I was thinking... So if one head is more, I don't know, the dominant head when it comes to eating, that's probably good, because if... you have two heads and they both snag a rat at the same time, there's no room for two rats to be going down one body.
That's true. You imagine?
Bad.
And I mean, snakes can, you've seen those pictures of snakes that have swallowed like really huge things that you wouldn't think they could swallow. So I'm sure they could totally do it. For rats maybe, but if you start going two really large things, then I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's hard to say.
I'm wondering if you can have twin snakes, because this sounds the way, like with humans, you would have twins and then they didn't just fully separate. So then you'd have conjoined. I have never wanted to see snakes be born, so I don't know if this is the case, but it sounds like this would be a conjoined twin snake.
Maybe that's what happened. I'm not really sure, but like I said, it's not an uncommon thing. There's been, you can see pictures of like snakes and turtles and lizards and all these things that all have the two head thing going on. So
yeah, but I always just previously thought that was because they're reptiles and reptiles are weird.
reptiles are weird.
That picture is a little interesting. It's not exactly how I expected it to look. I guess it looks a little different than I thought it would. But yes, I think that is a copperhead. I think
it is a copperhead. It just, I don't know. It's a baby snake. They said they were going to keep it at the Wildlife Control Center place.
For studies.
No, just for studies. Well, they believe it because it's a baby that it won't survive. So, which is sad. I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't want to find it, keep it in a museum.
It would have more of a challenge surviving in the wild, I'm sure. So that's what they're probably trying to make sure it survives there, I think is what they mean.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm wondering, if you call 911, because that would be my total first instinct, if there's a snake anywhere near me, not let me go, you know, I'd have to go Google my local animal control. But if you call 911, do they know how to patch you to the animal control people?
Because I'm sure they do.
In certain states,
I feel this must be, like, just common.
They're trained to call 911 for so many situations.
Well, like, near the American River in the summer, I'm sure they have this stuff like this happen all the time, where it's like, hey, what's this? Is this poisonous? Should my kid be near it? No. Okay, well, let's... Please come over here and take this. So I think that there's something like that.
Maybe in your case, Stacey, they'll calm you first.
Well, I did see a couple of old episodes of Cops where the cops dealt with the snake in the house, and maybe their animal control was just closed for the night or something. But that would be my absolute first instinct of, this is an emergency because I'm freaking out and I don't know if that's poisonous and I'm not going anywhere near it. Send someone here.
If it's here with you, like, hey, go inside, have some like tea first, relax, you know, like maybe I can listen to some calming music, then we'll help you out.
Exactly. I would just be freaking out. I probably wouldn't listen to anybody and just be like, send something, anybody, anything, I don't care, get it out of my backyard.
Me too.
Well, if you're in your bed, it'd be different than your backyard. If it's in your bed, you're like, okay, you need to get here like yesterday. But if it's outside, it's a little different.
Run out the house screaming.
Yeah, if it's in my bed, it can have the house. Right? That is a fully furnished house. I don't want any rent. You can have everything in it.
You can have everything in it.
Yeah, it's your house now. Enjoy.
Right. Here you go. Happy Christmas.
I wouldn't even trust it afterwards. I would be like, it probably had babies and now they're there waiting for me.
No. Just take over the house.
The baby had babies since it was a baby snake. But I don't know. That was just something interesting. I don't know how long two-headed reptiles live, honestly. I mean, they were obviously concerned because it was a baby that it might die. So
I imagine they probably could live quite long with like care. So if you gave this to not Barnum and Bailey's.
They're gone.
The weird place. That one.
that's helpful.
You mean like FEL or something like that?
Where they have like all, like, we talked about this on an earlier episode of the guy who had the super long fingernails and then cut it off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Guinness?
Oh, what?
Or was that Ripley's? Ripley's.
Oh, Ripley's.
Ripley's, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Believe
yeah.
it or not.
I was thinking more of like a serpentarium.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking like some like wildlife place where they could like, you know, take care of it, make sure it gets fed and what it needs. And maybe eventually you'd put it back in the wild.
No. Don't send it back to the wild.
Yeah, we don't want those genes reproducing in the wild. And then you just walk through the woods and you see all these two-headed... No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that'd be the new thing. But next would be three-headed snakes. That's what happened next.
See? They're going to evolve. You've got to keep them in a container.
That's hilarious.
But anyway, that was an interesting topic that I found.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. But like I said, it's... Not something you see every day, but I have seen pictures of that in the past.
I wouldn't want to see that every day.
I'm very thankful that I've never seen a snake any day when I didn't automatically know I was going to.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a friend's snake. I didn't come across a snake anywhere,
yeah.
thank goodness.
Yeah, I saw a garden once, and I was like, hey, cool, what's up?
Garden
and picked it up.
Because
garden snakes are like, they're not poisonous. So.
Those would still freak me out, though. I grew up in an area where garden snakes were, like, the normal. And it's like, oh, there's one over there moving along. And I would still be like, oh, yo, I'm out. No. No, we're going to go play over there. But funny. I don't know. My kids would love them.
Yeah, probably.
I don't mess with snakes. I'm scared. Even if they look like they're, I don't know, they're all poisonous to me and they're all going to eat my face off or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to die either way. I don't care if you're just 2 inches.
So no watching anaconda movies for you. You're good.
No, see, and the way the bodies move and just like the contraction of the stomachs, and it's just weird. I'm like, nothing should be able to do that. How do you swallow things whole?
I did see this video in the past couple of weeks of a snake regurgitating another snake. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw the one where it regurgitated some eggs from an area because I don't even remember what it was. I was on a bunch of snake-like links when I found this. So why I was like, no.
Why was it regurgitating the other snake? Didn't taste as good as it thought it was going to?
And the explanation I saw for this was that snakes will regurgitate things when they're like startled so that it's not in their body and they can escape faster. But this was not like a fast vomit. So I was just like, I think you'd be killed by whatever you're trying to regurgitate to get away from by this point. Like, it took a while and it was both strangely enticing and also horribly disgusting to watch.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I'd imagine.
Yes.
We're gonna take a quick break and we'll come back with more weird news. Stay tuned.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back, everyone. We are moving on to another story that happened in South Korea. They have a service where you can hire a quote-unquote uncle to protect your child from bullies.
Okay.
Yes. They have 3 packages, apparently.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. My brain just went to the wrong spot with that statement.
You can totally hire an uncle, quote-unquote, to protect your kid from bullies. The 3 packages, one of them is the uncle package. And in this package, the uncle, I guess, just goes and intimidates the other kid.
Okay. Right?
So, like, if he sees him, like, bullying your kid, he's just like, hey, don't do that. So,
does he actually, like, introduce himself as the kid's uncle? Or does he just randomly appear?
No, he does have to be, he has to say, you know, I'm the uncle or a family member. So, it actually scared, like, oh, okay, a family member's coming to talk to me. Like, the other kid is supposed to be intimidating to the other kid. The other package is the evidence package, where the uncle will wait, and if he sees the bully actually bullying, he, like, has a small camera, records it, and turns it into the school, and kind of threatens them and say, you know, if you don't properly investigate this, then I'm going to submit a complaint, legal complaint, and also where, like, the public will know. And the last package is called the chaperone package, where the uncle does everything in the other ones, except the final thing is he goes to the bully's parents' workplace.
Ooh.
And kind of does, like, a protest and stands outside and is like, a parent of a bully works here, and he stays out there for like 10, 15 minutes just kind of like protesting that outside of the parents of the bullies, you know, job.
That would actually have a big impact from what I know from South Korean culture. You're going from like steps 1 to 2 to like 5 there. Like, you've jumped a few if you go for the chaperone package, because they're very much, you know, about keeping faith, and you're very much, if you know your child or your parent or your friend does something, you're also kind of responsible. So that's really picking it up a step. Wow.
So I just have to ask, how long has this been available?
It said it was a recent business, but apparently it's been growing to a point where they had to make news about it. So they say it's a growing business. Now, I don't know how, like, the level of bullying, they consider bullying.
They have posters in the school, and they have, like, in the way we have, you know, 911 and then 411, 311, they have something like that for school bullying.
And another question is, so, like, is it just, like, through, like, an app? Like, you say, hey, my kid's being bullied, help me out? Or is there's it actually, like, an agency in buildings? And...
Yeah, there's a building that you can call the phone number and just tell them what package you want, which is interesting too because these package prices are ridiculous. Yeah. Now I'm just going to tell you the prices in US dollars. Okay, so the uncle package where, you know, you get your escort to and from school for your kid and confronts a bully for him, that's $443 US dollars.
Hmm.
Yeah. The evidence package was, what was it? 354. I don't know why that one would be cheaper.
It's cheaper?
Yeah.
Because they're not actually going to the bullies. They're just doing the evidence and then give it to the school.
Right.
Maybe.
There's no interaction. They're just...
No. Possibly.
I don't know.
And the chaperone package is $1,772.
Yeah, see? Jumping prize.
Yeah. Jumping you know, a couple hundred.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. I'm wondering... Now what the actual word is that they're using, because there they'll call people by like family names, even if you're not the family person.
Like a respected person of a certain generation.
Or just that you're like, if your mother has a friend, they'd be called, you know, aunt, even if they're not actually related to you. So the person going to the school and saying uncle doesn't necessarily mean to the people he's saying it to that, oh, I'm a family member, but more of, I am someone close enough to care about this kid's life, so I will mess you up if you keep bullying this kid.
Don't. Leave him alone.
So this is something that's going on, and their success rate is pretty good? Are the kids stopping being bullied?
It didn't show any stats on as if it's helping in any way.
Huh.
So I would be scared if I was a little kid. Elementary school age, I'd be like, okay, please don't hurt me. Unless, depending on the situation, if you're just like, it could make it worse. You never know. Because if, two sides of the story there, if I was a kid, then I'd be like, okay, either I'm scared and I won't do it again, or, you know, the other kid, I'm just going to do it again tomorrow because you had to bring a quote unquote uncle. You can't even defend yourself. I don't know. I've never really experienced bullying personally, so... I can't really say how somebody else would feel, just, you know, myself. I don't know. What about, has anybody...
Yeah, I did as a kid, definitely. Somewhat in elementary and middle, yeah. And I would say that, like, this sounds like, it might be something that might not be a crazy idea, because I think that if you do have somebody who says, hey, you know, at least, like, the intimidating one might have some bullies back down and go, hey, you know what? But, like, the evidence one... I don't know. Maybe it would. Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. But it sounds like an interesting idea. And it's interesting that it's booming. I mean, so clearly it's working. And I guess that, like, it's interesting to me.
That's what I was thinking, too. To have a service like this in general, it's like, how many kids are getting bullied to an extent where they actually open up a business for it?
Yeah, probably a good amount, I would think. I mean,
it's hard for me to tell because I have seen shows where I won't say they joke about this, but they talk about it almost as if it was a normal thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you go through puberty, your voice changes, someone steals your lunch money, that's just part of growing up. Like, that's how they talk about it. And I'm like, okay, but they do also in those shows have the thing where they have that, you know, that quick call number of if you see school violence or if you see bullying to report it. I'd like to know what, like, the... percentages of each person choosing which package. Like, how many people choose just the regular uncle package versus how many people are like, you know what, I'm going full in, go embarrass the parents at their work package.
Yeah.
Because that's a major step to do that.
I agree.
It is. And it didn't... I think because it's so new, there's not really a... I don't know, an average for that, I guess, or...
And they might not want to give those out.
Right.
They feel different about giving out certain facts than we do. But
so I'm kind of curious. And I guess this can go to, you know, listeners too. What do you guys think about this? Is this a good idea or is this a bad idea? I'm kind of curious.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Because I'm kind of torn. I kind of think it's a good idea, but then again, I don't know if it's perfect either.
I feel like it could escalate so much more. I mean, because there's the bullying, which is never a good thing. So if you're, you know, your kid's being bullied by another kid, but then your kid brings this uncle figure who threatens that kid who goes home and tells his parents, and then they retaliate some way. I don't know. I just see it escalating beyond bullying, which I'm not trying to dismiss, but it feels like it could get bigger quickly.
Right. Well, like, I'd want to start with the evidence one just to not make it as personal, but then if there's bullying going on, it does bring up a question of what has the school been doing since before now that this still goes on. It's like, if I give this to the school, what are they going to do? If I give it to, like, the local news channel, they might have to do something.
Unless the school doesn't know. I mean, I don't know how much attention they're paying.
That's true.
You know,
bullies
can be sneaky.
Yeah. Well, they do say they provide the evidence to the school and then make, like, a complaint. So I feel like that's, like, a community complaint. So everybody knows, you know, this happens at this school. So it would bring attention to them. But I wouldn't hire somebody. That's weird to me. Because I hope they do thorough background checks, first of all, on these quote-unquote uncles. Because it's like, how well do you really know this person to be like, oh, that's their uncle? You know what I mean? It's like he could, as he's escorting them to and from school, like, easily just leave with them. If it's a girl, or I would just be nervous for that. I'd be like, I'll just come myself and we'll just handle
it. So it sounds like you guys are all kind of torn about this. Like, maybe it's a good thing, but you're not fully sure.
I'm having a hard time visualizing it outside of, like, a movie.
I've definitely seen movies
that I'm pretty sure one of them at least starred Arnold Schwarzenegger that did this. And he, like, went to the kid and the kid had been bullied and then stood up for him. But, yeah, in reality, I'm not sure. Again, I'd want to start with the evidence package just because that's the most, like, you know.
Subtle.
Yeah, and also you don't know that that's specifically me. Like, it could have been anyone saw this kid being terrible to this other kid and then turned it into the school. So you don't specifically know that that's my kid, you know, who did that.
Right.
And if it is going to go wrong, I want it to be like, you know, it wasn't me.
Whereas anonymous.
If you bring someone to the school and is like, don't mess with this specific kid. Right. Well, obviously, then it's that specific kid has done something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think what movie that could be. You're talking about maybe like Kindergarten Cop or something, maybe?
I can't remember. And I know I've seen it in a number of things. And this has actually come up a couple of times in South Korean dramas. And there it's supposed to be like the... Oh, that guy's so wonderful and dreamy. He stood up for the, you know, the bullied kid or whatever.
Oh, wow.
But again, in reality, it's just like, yeah, but reality.
Yeah, true.
I don't know that that's quite how that works in reality, because there's a number of things in dramas that I'm just like, what are you doing? That's not at all life. What are you doing?
Yeah, fair.
It's not real life.
Okay.
I guess I just had my older brother. So that's kind of like having an uncle. Yeah, but I had my brother was 4 years, is 4 years older than I am. So,
That's how it worked growing up for us, too. It was like, you get your brother or your cousin. It was never... And it had to be, like, a school-age kid. Growing up, where I came from, was like, okay, even if he's, like, a high schooler, a junior high schooler, wherever, it... You couldn't get anybody over the age of 18. That would just be unfair.
Well, see, now I've got two questions. For the people who use this service, does that kid have an older sibling? Because that would be a whole, like, why aren't you being a good older sibling to go protect your younger sibling thing? But then I'm also now wondering, when they go and say their uncle, are they supposed to be giving off a vibe of, like, a possibly not, you know, legal in the underground sort of vibe? I can totally see that happening as a, like, a, you know, I am someone you don't want to mess with.
Right.
And this kid means something to me, so don't go there. Or are they supposed to be, like, you know, a nice family uncle? Because if I was a bully, that would not impress me as much as, like, the possible mafia guy.
Right.
Yeah, true.
The nice uncle thing, I think they have to be a little bit intimidating.
Yeah,
so.
It sounds like they prefer that. Yeah.
Right. Their service here says that the uncle has to be a big, intimidating man in their 30s to 40s.
Sounds like the growing with the mafia rap.
Right.
Which just sounds also more effective if you're going to go for that. So, I can see why someone thought this up this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then even in the picture that they show for the advertisement, it shows... And, you know, the uncle, quote unquote, he has a cigarette in his mouth. He's kind of hanging outside his Chrysler 300 and his whole arms are tatted up. So.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, then you know he's not bad because tattoos are actually illegal in South Korea.
Are they? Really?
You're not supposed to have one unless it's for a medical necessity, which I don't know what a medical necessity for a tattoo would be.
Maybe so it's like a medical alert bracelet here.
Oh, okay. I am allergic to whatever.
Yeah, don't feed me this. Don't do it.
Right
danger,
here.
Danger.
Yeah, so that's when great. People with tattoos show up on like mainstream broadcast TVs, they actually have to blur them out, no matter who they are, because tattoos aren't allowed. Okay, so if you have a tattoo, it's usually assumed you're somewhat in the illegal underground somewhere.
Ah, interesting.
So then that's a given that they're hired then, right? Wouldn't that be, it'd be like, okay, this person really isn't in your family. Are you serious? And then you're going to bring them in public?
Well, no, then the use of the word there, I think, would be of the, this actually means something, you know, this is not a one-time thing. I will be back if you continue to mess with this kid. Take your warning for when you get it.
Just run away. He looks like he has a gun in his car or something.
Just go transfer school.
Right.
Yeah, go to the next area. You'll be safer.
Oh, my gosh.
This is great.
The more we delve into this, just the weirder it gets.
Well, that's the idea of the show.
Well, so. South Korea has some very interesting services. There's a, you can... not even fake your own funeral service. It's like you go through the whole act as if you had died.
But that's so you can attend your own funeral?
And you write your own thing. And you take, there's, they, for funerals they have a special picture they take that puts ribbons. And so you take one of those pictures and you actually get in a coffin.
Oh, no.
Like, they have services where people pretend to be other people for you. Like, it's a number of, it's a very interesting country. This is why I know so much about it. It's a lot going on. Some very interesting, some very weird, some that, you know, both of those together.
Huh. Interesting, weird South Korea.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
We're going to go ahead and take another break, and we'll be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back, everyone. We are joined in this episode by Heidi is joining us on this new story. Last story, we're going to talk about cocaine found in bananas. So this story was actually someone had donated, I think it was like 2 crates of bananas to the San Antonio, was it the prison or the jail, Heidi?
Also, I think it was 45 boxes of bananas, so I'm not quite sure in crates how many crates that is, but 45 boxes of bananas. And they had, it was donated, I believe, meant for a prison.
Yes.
And they dropped it off at the Port of America in Freeport, Texas.
Wow.
And I think when they dropped it off, it was never actually claimed for the prison. And the specific reason they said they donated it is because the bananas were overripe.
Right.
So that's a lot of overripe bananas.
Yeah.
And no one claimed them. So then when authorities went to go like move the bananas, I don't know where specifically they were going to go move them, but they picked them up to move them and noticed that they felt something like wrong with the boxes.
The story I read, it said that when they picked them up, they noticed like the white substance on the bottom of the crate.
That makes sense. Because I was wondering how did they notice anything? So apparently they noticed some white substance, and then after removing the bananas and looking in the boxes, they found like bags of a white powdery substance, which turned out to be cocaine.
Right. Yeah, jeez.
I was picturing the cocaine actually in the bananas.
That's
for some reason.
What I thought
like they injected it, and I didn't know what their plan was. They were going to smuggle it into the prisoners,
or it's just coated. It's coated all over the coat, or something like, you know, like, hey, these seem to have like, you know, sugar all over them. Nope, that's not sugar.
Why are all the prisoners sniffing the bananas?
Why all the prisoners seem to be bouncing off the walls? Ah, I see.
That's
why.
Yeah. I thought it was inside of the banana, like the banana peel, like somehow injected in the banana. I don't know. When I first read the story, I was like, how would they? they do that?
That would have been way more interesting. Yeah, I think the like the hook of the article made me think that they found them in the bananas, but they found them in the banana box, which after reading it, I was like, yeah, that's more likely.
Slightly less dramatic.
Now, did they ever find out, like, the people responsible are just like, hey, we found these bananas. There was all this cocaine in bags in the boxes, and that's that.
Is
that
the one? I didn't see that they had found who donated them. I also read it was also posted on the Facebook page above, I believe, like the feds who found it. So they were very proud.
they put it on Facebook.
Crazy.
They found
like what we found, guys. Isn't this awesome? It's like sure, awesome. Yeah. That's the word that comes to my mind.
Case low, or is their case solving ratio so bad that they have to be like, we did this. We are going to put it on Facebook.
I guess they were very proud. They found 540 packages of cocaine with an estimated street value of like $18 million.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
So whoever lost their cocaine really lost it.
Yeah, they really did. They're like, well, there's money we're not going to get back. It's like, nope.
And all the bananas probably went to waste now. So.
Yeah.
I feel like there has to be more to this story. Like, somebody didn't just lose their cocaine. You know, like, hey, do you remember where you did it? Didn't we put that cocaine in the boxes of bananas? Yeah. Oh, crap, I donated that to the local prison. I mean, I just can't imagine it was that.
You know what? I hate to say it, but, like, you know, if these people were doing cocaine themselves, they could do that. They could go, hey, we're just going to put these bags here. I won't forget about them. They get donated. They go, where's that cocaine, man? Oh, I put it in the box of bananas. You did what now? It's like, why? Curse you, I say.
Some drug lord is really mad.
Well, they are now because they're reading this story going, that's my cocaine, and that's my money.
I'm also glad all the fruits, that it was bananas. You know, that definitely makes it better.
Yeah. Not one you'd expect. It's like, wait, bananas now? Not like watermelon? Bananas, you're saying. Okay.
They're not in season. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was $17.8 million worth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Oh my and gosh. It's one of those stories, like when you read it, you go, wait, I have to read that again because I couldn't have read that right. Right? And then you read it again, you go, let me read it a third time because I still couldn't read that right. After you read it a third time, you're like, all right, no, that really happened. It's one of those stories. So again, perfect for this podcast, but one where your brain goes, what?
I would be so mad if I was a drug lord.
Yeah. Well,
it just sounds like the plot of a ridiculous sitcom. Like,
maybe it will be.
It should be because
Breaking Bad, bananas.
Oh,
that would be the new hit show. This time, it's bananas that has drugs.
Also, like, there's always like the joke, like the word problem of like this guy has 15 watermelons in his car. It just becomes the new word problem. 45 boxes of bananas. How much cocaine would that carry?
Yeah, that would be in like some advanced like college course. It's like for a final question, they read it going, "Wait, what?" It's like, am I in the right class?
Well, they chose quality. I mean, they were Dole bananas. I like Dole.
They were like, so you open them going, oh good, these aren't cheap, like, you know, like we these are like, you know, bananas. Good bananas that you trust.
We have time.
It's like, jeez,
ripping these up. I wonder if they actually kept the bananas, because you know it's not in the bananas, you can peel them and eat
It probably got on it probably got on bananas somehow, so you could eat them, but don't be surprised if you have a lot of energy afterwards.
Oh, I'm sure the prison is very disappointed as well.
Yeah, the prison's like, we wanted those bananas. I mean, like that Coke. I mean, the bananas. The bananas. Forget about the Coke. What Coke? We don't know about the Coke.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. Sheesh. Well, one of those stories, it's hilarious, but it's also like, really, this actually happened, huh? It's like, huh.
It did. Yeah, it did. Man. Yeah. 45 boxes of evidential bananas.
Although, it's the joy of the internet. I mean, you find stories like this all the time, you're like, and I've read plenty of stories on Facebook alone. You're just like, really? That happened. This person did this. This person. I won't get into details because some of them are definitely not PG-13. But but their story is just like wow.
Oh, yeah. That is, I'm sure they'll be talking to their family members and everybody else about that. If they haven't already seen it on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You think they like turn in only half and be like,
yeah, there's only 21.5 cases of bananas. Internet says there's 43. The internet is wrong. You can't believe everything you see on the internet. Don't you know that?
They could use them for something else. We never know.
That's great.
Thank you for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast.